This is the Markets Firm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 128. For Tuesday, November 3rd, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger at midday Tuesday, regaining some of yesterday's losses. The January canola contract is up 440 at 539.30 per ton. The March contract is up 420 at 544.20 per ton. One Winnipeg-based trader said increased buying interest was supportive of canola prices, as many traders took to the sidelines yesterday. Gains in comparable vegetable oils also gave canola prices a boost, with nearby Chicago soy oil contracts posting gains of about half a cent at midday. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were also stronger in overnight trade activity. The Canadian dollar was stronger at midday, capping further gains for canola. The dollar was around 76.2 U.S. cents due to comparable weakness in the U.S. dollar index. The Canadian Grain Commission suspended the license of CanPulse Foods, Global Grains Canada, and their parent company Globeways Canada on Saturday. The CGC said the suspension is for 30 days, as the three companies lack the security to cover money owed to farmers. Soybean futures are lower today. One private firm has lowered their national soybean yield estimates by 0.4 of a bushel to 50.14 bushels per acre. In Nebraska, soybean yields are expected to come in at 61.67 bushels per acre, which is the highest in the country. The lowest yields are expected in North Dakota at an average of 33.1 bushels per acre. The private firm's production forecast is now at 4.157 billion bushels. Ag Rural said Brazilian soybean planting advanced 19% on the week to total 42% complete. That's slightly behind the average pace of 44% planted. Corn futures are slightly higher today. One private firm has raised their national corn yield for November by half a bushel to 180.38 bushels per acre. Production forecasts have been increased to total 15.24 billion bushels. However, a different firm went another way, dropping yield expectations to 178.9 bushels per acre and 14.76 billion bushels crop. Wheat futures are mixed today, with Kansas City hard red wheat showing gains. China has announced an import ban on Australian-sourced wheat, along with other commodities. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger today. The January soybean contract is up by 12 cents at $10.64 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about a half cent at 33.8 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 2.10 at 377.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract up 3.5 cents at 4.01 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract up 3.5 cents at 2.96 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed today. Chicago December is up by half a cent at 6.08. Kansas City December is up 4 cents at 5.57. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 3 cents in the December contract at 5.52. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 3rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.